Before Early's raid on Washington, Sharp had already been spending a lot of time at Grant's City Point headquarters. But Meade still jealously guarded Sharp's intelligence operation so that all his reports went first through the Potomac Army commander before being forwarded to Grant. The first week of July, Grant took direct control of Sharp's information bureau, making Patrick provost marshal of his command, now designated the armies operating against Richmond, and having Sharp as Patrick's deputy join him in the move. Grant also lifted Meade's restrictions that hamstrung Sharp and restored his access to the cavalry scout and signal intelligence he had under Hooker. McEntee was moved from the valley back to the Richmond front. Instead of shrinking Sharp's portfolio, as Meade would have done after the Early episode, Grant expanded it, so the colonel now oversaw the intelligence collection of other elements of Grant's command, such as Butler's army and Hunter's force. Sharp was now Grant's spymaster. An enraged Meade protested. He vented to Patrick that he wanted no partnership with Grant and lashed out that Sharp's bureau was good for nothing. Patrick and Sharp were only too happy to be out from under Meade's thumb. As the summer days grew hotter, a bitter feud had erupted between Meade and his provost marshal, who claimed that Meade was only angry over the move because he knew most of his staff would also flee his oppressive command if given the chance. Meade, who could be tyrannical with subordinates, routinely sent Patrick messages the provost marshal considered insulting and continued to blow up at Sharp when he believed the intelligence officer had done something wrong.